USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has put Vice President Kamala Harris to lead the White House effort to tackle the migration crisis at the U.S. southern border.
I've asked her, the VP today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries that help. We're going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks, stemming the migration to our southern border.
Earlier this week, Vice President Harris was asked if she was going to visit the border.
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
The people of Boulder, Colorado, honored Officer Eric Talley and the shooting victims on Wednesday. As President Biden pushed for tighter gun control measures, Eric Talley's father, Homer, said, "My son would have been deeply offended to know his death would be used to promote gun control." End quote. This is USA Radio News.
USA Radio News Facebook is bringing us tools to find vaccination information easier. Kang Ji Jin, head of health at Facebook, is here to tell us helpful tips. What tips do you have for us today?
I'm KX Jin, head of health at Facebook. Not only are we working to inform people who want to get the vaccine, we're also working to share real-time trends in COVID-19 vaccinations, intent to get vaccinated, and reasons why people might not. Knowing this information means health departments and agencies can speak to the real issues and concerns that people have, and hopefully lead to more people confidently choosing to get vaccinated. If you want to learn more about all the ways Facebook is supporting the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, just search for COVID-19 in your Facebook app to explore.
Where can our listeners go for more information?
If you want to learn more about all the ways Facebook is supporting the COVID-19 vaccine rollout, just search for COVID-19 in your Facebook app to explore.
President Biden is gearing up to spend trillions, Tim Berg reports.
President Biden is turning his next legislative priority to a $3 trillion pair of infrastructure bills that put climate change front and center. Biden's priority will be to pour money into new technologies and clean energy hardware with the goal to decarbonize the United States electricity system by 2035. Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, on the Biden administration's next big legislative goal.
Well, I did read where the White House is going to propose an infrastructure bill. And President Biden promised us, by us I mean we Republicans, that he would meet us halfway. So far, President Biden has been a very poor judge of distance. With his stimulus bill, he just rammed it down our throats and the throats of the American people. I hope he doesn't do that with the infrastructure bill. I hope we have input on defining infrastructure first.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Democrat-controlled House passed legislation Wednesday to expand voter participation that had zero Republican support. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's about racist America.
We're going to hear that this bill, GASP, Register Americans to Vote, is a Democratic power grab. We're going to hear that it's a federal takeover of our elections. Opponents of voting rights throughout history have always said, leave it to the states. Just leave it to the states to discriminate against African Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, younger Americans in college.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton on Fox says this is about the Democrats' thirst for power.
They want to provide taxpayer funding of elections. They want your tax dollars to go to fund candidates who you oppose, sometimes in the strongest possible terms. They want to mandate the kind of reckless and untested and risky practices that so many states used last year, like mandatory ballot harvesting, where one person can go door to door and pick up thousands of ballots, a practice that is so risky, Shannon, that an entire congressional election was invalidated just 2 years ago, election that Republicans won, by the way. These are the kind of radical proposals that Democrats are hoping to leverage a slender majority and then entrench themselves in power forever. The American people oppose this bill, and we will not let it pass in the United States Senate.
I'm Lance Pry, and you are listening to USA Radio News.